Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, we didn't get a hold of Dan, so it's just going to be me and you. Can you handle that? That's good, because I got some stuff to talk about. Like, the number of things raised, the number of points raised about Robert Cremo III is staggering. And this was, in fact, a preventable tragedy. He went to a rooftop and opened fire on a crowd in Highland Park, Illinois. They wanted to attend an Independence Day parade. Seven people were killed, actually eight now, and at least another 45 wounded. Cremo was apprehended by police Monday evening, but as with other rampage killers, a number of red flags could stuff the trunk of a car. I mean, this kid had an IMDb page. I mean, I don't know what you got to do to get an IMDb page. I don't have one. He was a prolific social media user with numerous posts featuring violent content. He was known to law enforcement. His mental health issues date back as far as middle school. He also had a disturbing family incident. So, where or how did he get his weapons? Now, supposedly, he was a moneyed kid, supposedly with a net worth of about $100,000. You would think there's some cash involved in that. The guns he had were all purchased legally. But see, there's a rub here. Because in Illinois, you need a firearm owner's identification card, the FOID card, to own guns and ammunition. And Primo's father co-signed for his son's card in 2019 when he was, 19 years old? Even after his past behavior. The thing about red flag laws is they're supposed to act, everybody's supposed to become the Stasi. Except in matters of family, most of the time, family members actually are going to protect each other. You might have a disgruntled outlier in the extended family that might turn somebody in, but with the immediate family, not going to be so much a thing. And there's some thought out there that the whole family could land in hot legal water. And if they knew this kid was a problem, and they did nothing, and then signed a firearms card for him, they might deserve to be charged as well. Now, that's coming from the Chicago Tribune, or this is. Investigators believe Cremo disguised himself as a woman in order to hide his facial tattoos and aid in his escape from the scene, according to Covelli. After the shooting, he walked to his mother's house and borrowed her vehicle. There's no indication he shared anything about his alleged involvement in the shooting with his mother. Following a police alert for the vehicle, an alert member of the community saw it and called 911. Before being captured, he drove into Wisconsin and returned to the north suburbs. After he was apprehended, officers found another rifle in the vehicle, Covelli said, which also appeared to have been legally purchased by Cremo. Three other weapons that were legally purchased were found in his Highland home. And, this is a mess. This is a mess. If you know your son's a head case, getting out there and co-signing for a FOID card is probably one of the most reckless things I've ever heard. The only thing more reckless would be if you went out there and not only co-signed for the FOID card, but you bought the gun and gave it to him too. You'll find out more about an incident as time goes on, I think, where we sort of shows he was messed up in the head, and it certainly should have barred him from getting a FOID card, as it is. As it all, but you know, doing a little shift here, the Democrats ever looking for more gun control. And listen, they've got this nice petri dish of all of these kids that have been locked up for two and a half years that are beginning to snap. You know, they're popping right now. So I guess they think, hey, great, this, we have all these opportunities. But then we get Representative Eric Swalwell. And he took a break from his Chinese spy side piece to drop some commentary about the recent mass shooting in Highland Park. And it was so bad that it trended on Twitter. Now, the thing about this is, this would not be news in Chicago if this had not happened in Highland Park. But for Highland Park, which is a very wealthy Chicago suburb, it is a horrific shock. So, Swally decided to use this shooting to attack his political enemies. Tweet. Robert E. Cremo III was a 22-year-old Trump supporter who was able to legally purchase deadly military-style weapons without background checks because that is what pro-killer Republicans in Congress have allowed him to do. Gosh. I don't know if you can get any more clueless than that. It's not a shock to see that he's the person of origin with this. No, not at all. Because he's just as brain dead as Joe Biden, except the thing is that his brain dead part of it, he's a younger man. I mean, he's just brain dead. I mean, if he ever gets to the point of being demented or Alzheimer's, he's just going to sit there and drool. First off, we don't know if he's a Trump supporter or not. Don't fall for the drive-by media on this. The Buffalo mass shooter, Peyton Gendron, was declared a right-winger and conservative, even though his 180-page manifesto clearly says he hates conservatives. He was a left-wing eco-fascist with white supremacist views, and if that confuses you, you're not alone. Gendron and Cremo share the common thread that both were afflicted by mental health issues. Now, Dana Lash got out there, and she saw this on Twitter, and she went after him. And it was sort of amusing. She said, if you're going to use a tragedy for a dumb political dunk, at the very least have basic knowledge of Illinois firearm law. In addition to HP sporting rifle ban, the state has universal background checks, plus you have to have a FOID card to even practice by yourself at the range. I'll also add that Illinois has a red flag law, so everything in this tweet Swally posted is just wrong. No shock. But he's just doing his job. He represents a constituency of complete idiots. We know this because they voted for him. So they probably ate all this up. In the meantime, we have more details about Cremo and how he planned the attack weeks in advance and dressed as a woman to disguise himself and all this other stuff. We're hearing all about the stuff about the high-powered rifle nonsense and all these other things. Rifles are high-powered, period. That's what makes rifles so sought after. So, they develop pressure in that longer barrel, so that makes them more powerful than handguns. That's why you use a handgun. If you're in a gunfight that lasts any longer than 3 seconds, you need to be using your handgun to fight to get to the rifle that you better have with you for the real gunfight. So, once again, one of these yahoos, he was known to law enforcement. He posted numerous violent videos that reportedly garnered tons of views. He had mental health issues that went as far back as middle school. Red flags were everywhere, again. And how the authorities weed these guys out is a different debate. I mean, it's like I was talking about earlier in the show. It is a very labor-intensive effort to do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. There's certainly something to be said for honesty. And it does get does not get much more honest than the Pima County Democratic Party eagerly retweeting the NSFW flyer for what Swalwell tried to do with Fang Fang that probably took like 30 seconds, the fourth rally. The Arizona Democrats did what Democrats do. They hated America and you. The only problem is that they made it public. They made the unforgivable mistake of saying that they think out loud of what they think of you out loud, of what they say about you out loud, which makes them knuckleheads, especially in a campaign year. And here's an important idea that we need the stupid Republicans to, and we need them to do it. When they take over the House next year, not because they deserve it, but because the Democrats suck like a million black holes, they need to do some hardcore oversight of the myriad Democrat atrocities that we have endured over the last 6 years. And they need to take their show on the road. They need to hold the hearings outside of Washington, D.C. And why? So that the lying Democrat and Never Trump slop jockeys will know that perjury might actually get their sorry behinds locked up. Let's take, for example, gun-grabbing Schumer minion Mark Kelly, who's never in recorded history or disobeyed his pinko masters. He's running for re-election in Arizona, and he was disappointed when he saw the flyer from his own party telling America to perform an angry act of love upon our most patriotic holiday. And it was quickly deleted. But then the legacy of Andrew Breitbart arose to help save America. Screenshots were taken and reposted over and over again. And so it went. Kelly would be pulling his hair out if he had any. But Commie Kojak is smart enough to know that this kind of nonsense may play well within the blue bubble containing the mutants who run his garbage party, but it's not going to go very well with normal people who actually like America. But then, the normals are the reason the Democrats hate America. These uppity peasants with their guns and Jesus and flags and stable, non-bizarre lifestyles. They're the enemy of the weirdos who run the Democratic Party. Weirdos who distinguish themselves by their slavish adherence to the alien values of Santa Monica and Manhattan. But, you know, we used to have these class divisions, and it became less about the bank accounts, because it used to be socioeconomic. Now it's more about the values now of the elites. And the values are, and the reason they have the values, and it's more about the money, or not about the money so much as the values, because the values is where they get you. This is where they get you come under their control. They began to focus not on the dirty-fingered working man, but on the college-indoctrinated white-collar gentry, who never actually built anything. The gentry was not rich, nor were the young people who adopted the same mores, even as they blended lattes at minimum wage and let their student loan payments for their gender studies degrees slide into default. But they mouthed the same platitudes as their betters and were now adjunct members, or perhaps graduate assistants, of the ruling class. So basically, people who want to command us and who run cesspool collectives like the Pima County Democratic Party are a bunch of ideologically inbred nobodies who are so incestuous that it never occurs to them not to shout their abortions or their treasons because they've never met anyone normal and they don't know that normal people will be appalled. Mark Kelly knows, though, and that's why he's probably wetting himself right now. And the Republicans, when they get into power, they need to do some oversight when they take over. And they have a long list of things to oversee, including Hunter Biden and Mr. 10%, including the Afghanistan abortion, including Swalwell and Feinstein and their China issues of varying degrees of intimacy, including the J6 Kangaroo Committee's crimes, including why party boy Paul Pelosi got to walk, and there's plenty more. But if they do it the old-fashioned way, which is holding hearings in the Capitol in the heart of Washington, D.C., it'll be a tube and Zoom call. And because the Dems know, they can lie to their heart's content, and even if the DOJ just tried to prosecute the jury in D.C., is 95% Hillary-loving leftist trash. You can convict Republicans easily in the swamp, but never a Democrat. So take the show on the road. Go to Oklahoma and Idaho and Florida and Alabama. America deserves answers. Bring the truth to the people. And not coincidentally, get to the place where the scumbag has to commit their crimes out of a sure thing venue and into one where the people literally use pitchforks and torches in their daily life. Think of the cold terror Hunter Biden will experience as he has to go on record in Mississippi, understanding through the meth-induced haze in his brain that if he fibs, the local jury is going to send him up the river. And all that prep work, the sworn interviews and depositions needed to happen outside D.C. as well. And, of course, the end state we need to work for is changing the venue of any political case that would today arise in D.C. to somewhere out in the sticks, so we never have to endure this dual-track justice system nonsense again. The short form of this message, Republicans, is play to win. Play to win. When you're in power, enjoy it. Wield it. Do not get out there and try to make friends. You know, Mitch McConnell, stop all this murder turtle nonsense. You're not some, you know, elevated mind or something. I mean, unless you know something we don't know. Because you guys just capitulated when you didn't have to. You didn't even have to capitulate on the gun control thing. You just simply could have said no. And your constituents would have appreciated that, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Tom Tillis, John Cornyn, all of you red state, gun state guys. Your constituents would have liked it. They would have looked at you and said, you guys are performing. No, we couldn't have that. We couldn't have that. So, anyway, I look at this stuff and I just, you know, Republicans, this time when you get the power, let it go to your head and use it. Stop playing the game. Three-dimensional chess is not really even a thing. That's something that was on Star Trek. Stop playing the game and start getting some results. Supreme Court already handed you a victory. All you have to do is go and actually cement it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is hinting there may be more interest rate hikes in the near future. In the minutes from its June meeting, the Fed says an increase of 0.75 percentage point this month would likely be appropriate. Officials also admitted more hikes could tamp down economic growth for a time. President Biden is highlighting pension relief in the massive COVID stimulus bill he signed last year.
When it's time to retire, your pension you earned will be there, knowing that together with your Social Security benefits, that pension will continue a good middle-class life for you in retirement.
The proposal aims to protect millions of workers and multi-employer pension plans who face significant cuts in benefits. Speaking in Cleveland, Biden said the middle class exists because of strong labor unions. You're listening to USA Radio News. Legislation across the pond is working on reining in big tech. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Final European Parliament approval of sweeping technology regulations Tuesday put European regulators and tech platform giants on a collision course. Europe's two new laws, the Digital Markets Act and the Digital Services Act, place tough constraints on how big tech like Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Meta handle competition and online content.
A new Harris Harvard poll released Tuesday found that 72% of Americans would support banning abortions after 15 weeks, and almost half would support bans at 6 weeks. The new data represents a dramatic shift in public opinion since as recently as May, before the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I got an easy one for you to figure out. I made a reference to this earlier. There's an easy way to figure out if a newspaper is in the tank for the Democrats. Do they spend money to study how Democrats are being unfairly attacked on conservative talk radio? And at the New York Times, the answer is yes. Their front page on July the 5th carried a story titled, Right-Wing Radio Sows Doubt About a Vote Yet to Take Place. Now, this is a weird take coming from the left, who often bombastically talk about how we may never have another free and fair election. The Times reporter is Stuart A. Thompson. They say he writes about online information flows. Leftist media hates the idea that there are information flows allowed in America that say mean things about Democrats. Reporters on the misinformation beat, also known as the extremism beat, are laser-focused on villainous conservatives. His story began by complaining, too many conservative commentators, the fix is already in. Democrats have cheated before, they say, and they will cheat again. Never mind that the claims are false. They found radio hosts who said Democrats will lose control of Congress unless they cheat. Now, that's a prediction. It can't be false in advance when it's a prediction. And do they really want to claim it's untrue that Democrats have cheated before, despite the fact they've got, you know, Newsweek got out there and did a big article about how they cheated? And you know, this is a money graft, or grift, or however you want to put it, as in where the Times spent their money. Mentions of Democrats cheating and similar ideas were raised more than 5,000 times on syndicated radio shows and local broadcasts this year, according to an analysis of data from Critical Mention, a media monitoring service. Similar ideas were mentioned a few hundred times on television shows and podcasts tracked by Critical Mention during the same period. How much money did the Times spend for Critical Mention to find those 5,000-plus examples? Well, there was no online information flow on that question. They just want to use their front-page real estate to discourage anyone from saying the words, Democrats cheating. It also includes a pile of quotes from offending right-wing radio hosts and audio clips to imbibe online, and it would make sense for a newspaper that says truth is everything to focus on anyone who would echo former President Donald Trump's claim of a sacred victory. But that's not true. They report Trump proclaimed in his January 6, 2021 rally the Democrats changed voting laws because they want to cheat. Thompson wrote, Republican politicians and cable outlets like Fox News have carried the torch for his conspiracy theory ever since. Is that entirely true? Or does that have some partisan spit on the ball? And deep in the article on page A13, he asserts, liberal commentators have also claimed Republicans cheated or will cheat again, but to a far lesser extent. Did they pay a media monitoring service to prove a far lesser extent? Or is this just a hunch? He noted that after the 2018 election, Stacey Abrams refused to concede in her race to be governor of Georgia, and a big petition on her behalf was titled, Don't Let Georgia Republicans Cheat and Steal the Governor's Mansion from Stacey Abrams. But he lamented that since then, conservative radio hosts have painted her efforts to improve voter access, particularly the historically disenfranchised groups, as a way to enable cheating. Well, that's because it's all based on lies. You know, they get out there and they say that black people don't have ID. What? Of course black people have ID. They have internet access. They know how to operate within the internet environment. They know how to operate a computer. They know how to operate a car. They have their own job. They go get their own education. Black America has never been as strong and as powerful as they are today. But, you know, they're the disenfranchised. They're constantly belittled by this group of people. Whenever somebody claims voter fraud or cheating are used to influence and discourage voting, but so are claims that anyone who tries to tighten election eligibility is Jim Crow 2.0. And we can be sure the Times won't spend money to count how many times the left have falsely compared conservatives to violent segregationists. That's not going to happen either. But here's what it boils down to. See, here's what I sell. If you want to know what I'm selling, I would fall in that, by the way, the whole conservative talk host thing there. So what I'm selling is smaller government and more liberty and you being self-sufficient and you not having, especially on the gun side of it, you not having to wait on the cops to get there because the cops are not obligated to protect you. You know that. They're not obligated to protect you. So in order for you to maintain your life and your physical well-being and everything else, I want you to carry a gun. I want you to have a gun. I want you to learn how to carry a gun, how to use a gun. I don't think the government should be out here telling you what to do, when to do it. I don't think the government should be out here, taking our military and turning them into a petri dish of some social justice warrior nonsense. Military has one job. That's all they got to do, and they got to be really good at that one. And they have been in the past, and they probably will be again, but right now they are sucking. They can't get enough people to come into it now. They have purged everybody that's in it. So everybody that was thinking about going in it, which are normally the loyal people, the patriotics, the ones who want to do something for the benefits or whatever it is, the ones that were going to do that, they're now looking at, they're going, well, I don't want to take the vaccine. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And if I do it, if I go in and spend all this time getting to a certain point and then they kick me out, what have I've lost? It's just wasted time. this government should not be like this stuff we just heard about the pensions and the 401ks and everything. That's not their job. That's not their job to make that happen. That's all privatized. That's all something that you do. That's all something that your company does. You and your company join together. You get a broker or something. You go out there and you do it for yourself. The government doesn't get involved in that. They look at your 401ks, they look at your pension funds, they look at anything that you got out there where you're setting money aside as unused money that they should have access to. They'd like to take that away from you and just pay you an annuity, and then when you die, that annuity goes away. So your family gets nothing of the stuff that you actually made for yourself. They would think that's what they want to do. Economically, they want to dominate you. They want to dominate you in every way, shape, or form. And the one thing that they want to do more than anything else is disarm you. And they'll tell you the biggest lies about that. They'll tell you the problem is gun access and all these people carrying guns. Except everybody that I know with a concealed carry permit didn't kill anybody lately. Haven't killed anybody ever. If they've had to use it in self-defense, they just pulled it out 99% of the time. So, that's the problem between what they're trying to sell and what I'm trying to sell. And the fact that they didn't understand that, the fact they don't get it, that just tells me, it used to be that I thought that maybe they might be a little, you know, duplicitous, they might be trying to pull the wool over your eyes or something. No, they're just stupid. They're just completely tone deaf. They're absolutely stupid. Maybe they'll quote me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Going back to Highland Park, the problem with Highland Park is that Highland Park is a little bit like a serial killer operating within a combat zone because they have a lot of gang warfare going on. They were having a really bad weekend in Chicago prior to what happened in Highland Park. And the big difference is, because they've had over 250 shootings in Chicago this year so far. The big difference is the reaction and the specific circumstance of this tragic event and the perpetrator. And they have immediately been the predictable and intellectually dishonest reaction from the left, claiming this proves the need for more gun control. From Governor Pritzker on down, the leftist politicians are using this event to promote their anti-gun agenda. And Illinois State Senator Julie Morrison said she will never attend a 4th of July parade again, which is a nice excuse for her never having to honor the nation. But although a sad commentary on politicians, this isn't actually shocking. But there's a deeper insidiousness that is related to this shooting. There are dozens and perhaps hundreds of July 4 parades in Illinois and many thousands across the nation. Why was Highland Park a target when there were at least six other similar parades within driving distance? Who is Cremo, and why did he choose the Highland Park Parade as his target? Highland Park and its surrounding suburbs, which includes both Skokie and Deerfield, are known for its specific demographics of including an historical Jewish community that is 30% of the city's population that supports four Orthodox synagogues. It is in understanding this demographic that we start to see how and why this tragedy happened in Highland Park on America's birthday. It's also in understanding his past actions that we can get a deeper glimpse of how Robert Cremo is the direct result of his environment and indoctrination by both education and the media. Now, Cremo was someone who planned this attack for weeks, legally purchased two rifles, self-described himself as woke, and is dressed as a woman. He is clearly disturbed, wanted people to know what he was about to do. But he also attempted a rehearsal of the July 4 shooting weeks earlier when he attempted to enter Highland Park Synagogue during Passover, just two blocks from where he ultimately attacked the parade, and was forcibly asked to leave by the temple's armed security. He is a manifestation of all that the left stands for, including wokeness, gender fluidity, and anti-Semitism. And if we're honest, this violent act by Cremo is a reflection of the domestic terrorism and hatred expressed in the BLM/Antifa riots of 2 years ago, which targeted specific neighborhoods, including and especially Jewish ones. We should remember that the head of BLM LA said the riots were planned in an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood so that the people there would feel pain. BLM, in their charter, is committed to the destruction of Israel, and this incident in Highland Park reeks of the same sort of anti-American, anti-Semitic value that BLM, Antifa, and the woke left hold so dear. Through the acceptance and support of BLM and Antifa's hatred and terrorism by politicians and corporations and the media, and especially educators, we are inculcating our young people with anti-American values. This 21-year-old suspect has been indoctrinated with the hate of BLM during the formative years of his life. For the last few years, he's been taught that the BLM values in the media, that he is a recipient of white privilege, that Jews and Israel are evil, that being religious in any sort should be eliminated, that he needs to violently fight for Marxist values in order to redeem himself. And he's learned that this type of outrageous behavior against anything traditionally deemed American is not only accepted, but applauded by many. And if you look at the success of the BLM Antifa activists and the near worshipping of other domestic terrorists who want to destroy the United States, why would Cremo think anything other than he will eventually be praised for shooting up an Independence Day parade in a Jewish neighborhood? The important thing to take away from this is not that we need more gun restrictions. We have to combat the efforts by media and educators who desire to rewrite history and condemn the United States rather than praise her. As we have for over 200 years, we need to teach our children the beauty of this great country and its values. We need to embrace the melting pot diversity of races, religions, and backgrounds that is the foundation of this country's history. And has always been the American way, we need to respect our different backgrounds, but also release them in preference of identifying as Americans. And while the left wants to divide us based on our differences, we need to come together under one nation, one flag, that shared American value, despite the efforts of the media and the educators to divide us. The media, and especially the education system, is where the left has been successfully fighting, as we see in the most recent shooting and the background and adoptive values of Cremo, and where we need to direct our efforts with passion and commitment, remembering that homeschooling, although difficult, can be a great choice. We must fight against the leftist, anti-Semitic, anti-American, hate-filled rhetoric of the media and educators and return this country to the shared value of a truly United States. And for us, and for our nation, and for the future. And as Dr. Rabin Baral has written, we need to teach our children not to waste time on Instagram and TikTok. They should remember that they have more freedom in this country than in any other country in the world. That's what's actually required of us to eliminate shootings like this one in Highland Park. Now, one thing for you to consider, if you're ever in a 4th of July celebration, say in Highland Park, you need to think about every time you go out into a public space, what do you do if this happens in front of you? Is there a way to increase the level of safety when attending concerts and parades and other events? Some of these functions like concerts, unfortunately, are gun-free zones, and that's why I don't go to them. You know, I carry a gun, so I talk a lot about situational awareness, which is a calm vigilance that allows citizens to identify anomalies that they may notice that may signal some sort of imminent problem. And that mindset set will serve you well in these troubled times. And in that vein, here are some tips. You always need to remain in the state of yellow alert. That just means you're aware of what's going on around you. You always mentally map out routes of escape in your vicinity. If you're in a building, where's the doors out? If you're on a street, where's a side street? Is there a building or subway entrance that will get you out of harm's way? You always need to make your way through or remain in a crowd. You need to stay, if you have to do that, stay on the outer edge. Don't get in the middle. The best seats at a concert may be in the center, but they always give you the least mobility. Something happens, you'll be caught in the midst of the masses surging from the violence. And then the crowd decides your movement, not you. Shooters are only one type of mass casualty event. Vehicles are well documented as weapons of destruction as well. So stay away from curbs. Pedestrians nearest the curb will bear the brunt of a vehicular attack. Don't get in religious or political discussions with people you don't know. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being proud of what you do, but, like, I don't wear MAGA hats, even though I'm MAGA all the way. I don't wear them because then I'm going to be with the wrong person, I may be putting myself in a position where I have to do something I don't want to do. You know, try to be inconspicuous, I guess. Wear sneakers or tennis shoes or some sort of athletic wear so you can run if you have to. That's just a few things. I'll be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.